Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The American Academy of Pediatrics released its updated influenza vaccine recommendations in a new policy statement. Here to discuss those new recommendations is Dr. Hank Bernstein. He's a professor of pediatrics at Hofstra North Shore LIJ School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bernstein. So the new updated recommendations, it's this time of year, we need to get our flu vaccines. What's different?
So what is, let's talk about what the key messages are, and first of all, thank you for having me on the call. I just always want to emphasize that every person 6 months of age and older needs a flu vaccine every year. What's new is that the vaccine strains, and you know there are three or four strains in the vaccine to cover for three or four family members of flu, that the strains in this year's vaccine are the same as last year's. However, some people who might think they don't need it this year because they got the flu vaccine next year absolutely should still get it this year to boost their immunity because the immunity may wane over time. People should know that there are both trivalent three-strain vaccines and quadrivalent four-strain vaccines available. We also have the intranasal flu vaccine, which is quadrivalent, covers four strains, and there's some suggestion that that's more efficacious for children 2 years through 8 years of age, and so people should consider that as a possibility, but what's most important is just getting a flu vaccine, either the intranasal or the injectable. And then the number of doses depends upon the age of the child and their vaccine history. And then lastly, people always worry because vaccines are made in egg that they, if they're allergic to egg, they should not get the flu vaccine, but that's a myth. Virtually everyone, even with egg allergy, can receive a flu vaccine each year.
Dr. Bernstein, when's the most opportune time to get the vaccine? Is it now, or do we do it closer when flu season peaks?
So the best answer for that is to get it now. As soon as it's available in your community, you should get it, and the amount of protection continues throughout the flu season. The reason to get it as soon as possible is sometimes the flu can rear its ugly head early in November or December. Other times it can be January, February, March, or even into the spring. So it's important to get it as soon as it's available in your community.
So you mentioned both, you know, the nasal spray and the injected. Is there an advantage to the nasal spray, and does one work differently or better than the other?
So some of that is, the answer to that is somewhat age-dependent. Certainly there are some people who don't like injections, so being able to squirt the vaccine into the nose is more appealing to some. And obviously they shouldn't have a cold or lots of congestion from allergies or otherwise because the vaccine won't get to where it should be. As I mentioned a couple minutes ago, that there's some suggestion that the intranasal flu vaccine works better in children 2 years through 8 years of age than the injectable, but honestly, they both work quite well, and in any given year, as long as people get the flu vaccine, that's most important. For children 9 and older, it appears that the injectable provides better protection than the intranasal.
So who's eligible for the both kinds? You said children, you know, over 6 months of age. Are there anyone who you do not recommend it for?
So virtually everyone can get it. No one under 6 months of age is eligible to get the vaccine. So young infants, newborns, and the first few months of life, they can't get the vaccine. So we recommend two things in particular for children to protect children under 6 months of age. One of them is for the mom to be sure that she gets the flu vaccine during any trimester of her pregnancy. By doing that, she develops protection against the flu and passes on that protection to her baby when the baby is born, and that can help protect the baby in the first 6 months of life when the baby can't get the vaccine. The second thing is that anyone who comes, any of the caregivers who come in contact with a young newborn or a young infant under 6 months of age, everyone around that baby should build a cocoon, so to speak, meaning that they all get the flu vaccine, so they're all protected, which in turn decreases the chance or exposure of that young infant to the vaccine. People who have severe cancer, perhaps are under chemotherapy, are in protected environments, those kinds of individuals can't get the flu vaccine, but those special circumstances should be checked with their specialist who's taking care of them for that chronic medical condition. In general, we want all children, especially those that are at higher risk for problems, such as those with asthma, such as those with neurologic conditions, such as those with developmental issues, all of those children really should get the flu vaccine each and every year. The intranasal vaccine is only licensed for healthy children 2 years on up. So anyone under 2 years would only get the flu shot. But from two on up, if you're an overall healthy individual, you don't have asthma, you don't have diabetes, you don't have neurodevelopmental problems, you can get the intranasal as a possibility or just to get the flu shot.
I'll tell you, Dr. Bernstein, my children prefer the shot over the intranasal. I don't know why. They just feel that it's, you know, it's a little prick, but it's not. The nasal seems to be feeling a little weird to them. They don't like that feeling, you know. But now, if your child is ill, and we only have about a minute and a half left, if your child is ill and you suspect the flu, what are your recommendations for treatment? Are antivirals, Tamiflu, are they available for children? Do we race off to our doctor and try and get one of those?
Remember that there are lots of influenza-like illnesses, meaning lots of viruses cause illnesses that can look like the flu but may not be the flu. If your child has a chronic medical condition, as we talked about earlier, asthma, diabetes, neurodevelopmental problems, and you think that the child has the flu, then it's important to touch base with the doctor to decide whether they need to be seen and whether or not an antiviral medication should be used. And remember that if we start an antiviral medicine within the first 48 hours of illness, that that tends to shorten the course of the flu. So that it's good to touch base with the doctor, not necessarily to rush to an emergency room or an urgent care center, but to touch base with their pediatrician.
Last best
and,
advice,
and the medicine,
Dr.
I'm sorry, the one thing I should say is the medicine can be used even in newborns. The Tamiflu can be used even in newborns.
That's really great information. 30 seconds. Tell people really what you want them to know about the new recommendations about the flu vaccine for this year.
The most important thing is everyone in the family should get it. They need it. Each and every year, there are lots of opportunities to get it, but there's no question that the best prevention for the flu is to get the vaccine, and I would encourage everyone in the family to get it. It's a family affair.
It certainly is, and it's not something you want going around your family because it is nasty. So make sure to talk to your doctor, get your flu vaccines for this year. It's important to protect the health of you and your family and your children. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.